Right. Put on your helmet, fasten your chin strap, and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Our dose of the Eric Ainge Show on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal, coming at you live from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits right here, your liquor, wine, and beer experts in the market. Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa, been here for 10 years. Open 7 days a week, reduced hours on Sunday. But again,
from 9 to 10 on Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Friday and Saturday, Sundays, noon to 6.
There you go.
Come here, check them out right next to Smoking Joe's in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa. Been here for over 10 years. All right, it's time to play college football trivia. Callers number 1 and 2 at 656-9900. Callers 1 and 2 at 656-9900 will play college football trivia. It's brought to you by Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville on Callahan Drive, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. And you're playing today and all week long for free game at Breakout Knoxville. It's not your average outing or everyday experience. Breakout for those who would rather solve mysteries than watch someone else have all the fun. Different rooms that follow unique storylines. You and your friends will have 60 minutes to escape your adventure of choice by cracking codes, solving puzzles, and following clues. Part problem solving, part adrenaline, part end-to-end fun. Breakout Knoxville, 2011 Center Park Drive.
Ooh.
In Knoxville. Breakout Games.
Escape our favorite haunts.
Big time. BreakoutGames.com/Knoxville is how you find out more about Breakout Knoxville. Again, callers 1 and 2 play college football trivia.
Submarine survival? Are you kidding me?
Today we are in the SEC. Ken and William are on the line. Ken, you were caller number 1. So you get to choose. Would you like to play or pass on a team from the SEC?
I'm going to play.
Ken's going to play. William, hold on. You'll have the chance to steal if Ken does not tell me who this team is. Ken, this team's starting quarterback was 21 of 24 for 293 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
I know who it is.
This team was tied with their opponent at 21 at halftime, but outscored their opponent 21-7 in the second half to defeat a ranked team 42-28. Who is today's team?
LSU.
Yep.
It is LSU. You nailed it.
Joe Burrow. Ken, Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the country. I said it.
Congratulations, Ken. Hang on the line. Joel will get your information, and you're headed to Breakout Knoxville. That's awesome.
Look at these guys. Dude, Island Escape.
Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb. The Kidnapping. Mystery Mansion. Runaway Train. Submarine Survival.
BreakoutGames.com/Knoxville is how you find out more. And if you want to.
Brian Rice's Basement.
If you want to. Well, it's. You do need to solve a mystery to escape from there. All week long, we'll be giving away passes to Breakout Knoxville. So be sure you're listening at 10 a.m. for play college football trivia.
Joe Burrow.
That was a great performance by him in a great game.
That was, like, you cannot play quarterback better than that. I don't know how else to, like, put into words.
3 incompletions against Florida's defense, 293 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
What were his rushing stats?
Joe Burrow on the ground, 6 carries, 43 yards.
And that right there is why he played a perfect football game. Because every RPO they ran, he made the exact right decision and then made a good throw.
Here's the other thing with Joe Burrow. Remember, he talked a lot at the beginning of the season and in the offseason about how many points they were going to score, how many yards they were going to be. And I think we both said, but maybe you should go do it before you talk about it. He's backed every word of that up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, and I'm not, this is not a joke. Joe Burrow, based on the first 6 games of the year, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in the country.
I can't disagree with that.
Better than Jalen Hurts. I say that he is the most impressive quarterback in the country. He impresses me more than Tua. He impresses me more than – he made like three or four throws in that game. And by the way, Trask is – Felipe Franks is never going to see the field again.
No, he's not there. He's not.
Not there. Not as long as Trask's there. I mean, because he's only a junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll come back next year. There's no way anyone's going to play quarterback there. I mean, they're token throwing Emory Jones out there. He got lucky. LSU had probably six or seven interceptions that they didn't come down with in that game. But still, he played well. But Joe Burrow had like three throws where the pass rush was coming. He ducked, dipped over in the pocket, foot in the ground, dart. And we're talking like down the field, driving the ball through the air on a dime every single time. I was like watching him. I think I said to Amanda, if I was an NFL GM and I was watching this right now.
That's your guy.
And I'd have to go back and like look at the rest of his film just to make sure that like this wasn't a one-time deal. But in the biggest moment of the year against a phenomenal – Florida's really good on defense, man. Yep. And for him to look like he did, execute the game plan like he did, be in control, body language, composure – the six runs for 43 yards, every one of those runs would have been a negative play.
Hi, Joe Burrow. The Tennessee Titans are on line one. How do you like hot chicken?
Dude.
They need a quarterback. That would be great.
Anywhere he goes, I'm telling you, that guy's going to be one of the next guys we talk about in the NFL.
And you know I love watching the Vols, but I am very glad that Tennessee, Kentucky is a road game because it's the same day as LSU, Alabama. And you can bet that game will be on one of the two TVs no matter what.
Is Kentucky going to beat us with...
Oh, like they did the other day? Yeah.
With a wide receiver like they beat Arkansas?
Yeah.
In 2011?
11, yeah.
The guy, I mean, in fairness, the receiver had 196 yards rushing, but...
Yeah.
Still. They got vauled. The Razorbacks got vauled.
The Razorbacks took, I believe it was a 13-0 lead in that game and still... managed to find a way to lose. Before we get out for this segment, 656-9900, let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome into the EA show.
What's going on today, gentlemen? You're doing okay today?
Yeah, what's up, Joe?
Jared Garantano is one of those guys that no matter what he does in life, if he never even sniffs a roster of an NFL football team, he's going to be successful. You know what I'm saying?
That kid's
just got that kind of attitude about him. I think he'd be an awesome coach. Another thing, our defense, yes, the other day played awesome. Getting off of blocks, swarming to the ball, our defensive backs, just everybody playing their lanes. That was great.
10 tackles for loss, 7 sacks.
They were slamming people, man. Slamming people.
Yeah, that looked like a Tennessee. I don't know if you were listening earlier, Joe, but the way I phrased it was I always watch other teams. Like, it's impossible for me to not put the old player hat on. And so when I'm watching them play, I'm sitting there imagining if I was the other team's quarterback. And when I put myself in Schrader's and Tommy Stevens' shoes and I'm watching our defense come and play the way they did, I sat there. I haven't even said it out loud during the game. I was like, I would have wanted nothing to do with these guys. I mean, look at them. They're swarming to the ball. They're on our side of the line of scrimmage. There's nothing. Nothing is going to work.
Like Trey Smith said at the post game, he said there's nothing like looking in that guy's eyes and he knows you just got him dominated. You're going to be able to move him wherever you want to. You're going to be able to do on the same thing on defense. Those offensive linemen know you're going to get by them. You know, I played defensive line. I wore number 74 in high school because of Tracy Rocker. I played high school football way back then when he was in college at Auburn, you know.
Nice.
And he was awesome. You could probably just ask Jeff Francis that next time you see him. But I love my volunteers. If we keep progressing where we're going to progress, I think they could get a bowl game, man. And when things are really, you're really feeling down, watch We Are Marshall, that movie. And look what they had to go through to build that program up, just to win one game. You know,
Hey, and we played, Joe, we played a three, all three phases did their job. And, I mean, how many times do you hear those cliche-type statements, you know, where it's like, do your job, you know, like, don't. Like, we did it. We played, we blocked,
yep.
We tackled, we, I mean, if you went through and read the maxims, I don't know that there's a single thing in any of General Nealon's maxims that we didn't, like, accomplish.
Right, yeah, up. And there were mistakes, the interceptions and stuff like that, but they were trying to make plays when they made those mistakes.
Well, the team that makes the fewest mistakes will win. We made less than
and
they
we made.
Did. We won,
what,
yeah.
Just a couple of this, I guess.
Play four,
and also
make the
South
breaks.
Carolina, man, South Carolina, too, is just that just, like I said, there's miracles happen all the time. You never know.
Thanks
and they
calling,
gave
John.
Georgia every chance in the world to win that game.
No, I know.
It's not like it was a single play. They gave Georgia two or three chances to, okay, come on, you're supposed to win. Go ahead and win. They tried to give the game to them, and Georgia couldn't take it.
All right, check this out, Joe.
But,
play four, make the breaks. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you. Play four, make the breaks when one comes our way. Score. We scored off their turnovers. I believe if we looked at that, points off turnovers. Yes, we did. We had 10. And they had none. If at first the game or breaks go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam. I mean, when that did, yeah, those red zone turnovers, the defense stepped up afterwards. Protect the kickers, our quarterback, and our lead in our ball game. Four-minute offense protected the lead, quarterback, kickers. I mean, I thought we did a phenomenal job with all that stuff. Ball, Oski, cover, block, cut, and slice, pursue, and gang tackle. For this is the winning edge. That may be the best in the Pruitt era. That was by far the best example of Maxim 5 with all of that. Press the kicking game. Here's where the breaks are made. We didn't do anything bad or good in the kicking game, right? I mean, we were solid in both of those.
Yeah.
And then carry the fight to the opponent, keep it there for 60 minutes. We absolutely did that. We played a full 60-minute football game. I mean, that's the first time this year that we could say that we met all seven maxims.
We'll come back here to Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, 656-9900 if you want to join us. FM 99.1, the sports animal. Welcome back into the Air Kane Show, FM 99.1 Sports Radio, WNML. Headsets are hard.
No, we're good, man. We're good. Hey, you're at the line of scrimmage. You thought they were in a 3-4. They come out in something different. You just say easy, easy.
That's right.
You get
call an audible.
You just call an audible.
Eric from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits joins. How are you this morning?
Good. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, might as well tell you again, strong name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So every this is our third straight Monday here, right? I mean, this is the third one in a row. And I'm going to say, just getting to walk through the doors here and see how clean and nice everything is in here and see Eric smiling, you know, you put us all in a good mood, man.
Thank you.
Good vibes, Eric. That should be your name. Good vibes, Eric.
I'd like to point out we've been here on the Mondays after both of Tennessee's wins thus far this year.
Yeah.
Madison and I were here after the Chattanooga game when Eric was flying back from the West Coast
Ship.
And today. So it's a winning Monday here at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits.
We produce results.
There you go.
You do.
It's all about, oh, I mean, people are joking with Tyler already. They're like, hey, even if you're not staying up there, we fully expect that you watch every, you know, until we lose. Don't go for Bama because then that won't count if you're up there because we're not going to win that one anyway.
Yeah.
So it's,
you never know.
You also never know what you're going to get when you come in here and what you're going to leave with. You may come in for something, but then you ask the experts. That's what they are. They're the liquor, wine, beer experts. They're your spirit experts. What do people come in here for, man? I know you have like a couple hundred different types of beers.
Yeah, we have obviously have a great beer selection. Probably some of the things we are known for, some of our single barrel picks. We have
what does that mean?
So, like, we work with different suppliers, and we'll taste through barrels. And if something is unique that we feel like our clientele would gravitate towards, whether it's a tequila, a rum. Obviously, a lot of people do bourbons. That's the most popular.
Limited edition.
Yeah.
What's another exclusive?
Exactly, yeah.
But hand selected.
People like stuff that they can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exclusive, and you can speak for it. You're not...
Exactly.
You know, you're not just making a recommendation based on what you've heard. You can speak for it, and that's the important part.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My phone was dead.
You're good.
Yeah, so if you tasted through
it's Eric's life, so you're good. Yeah, but you can make these recommendations based
exactly.
on your experience.
Yeah, yeah. So you taste through, and you know that it's a special barrel, because there's always... With everything, you know, you take the aging process, things turn out different. And so when you taste one and you know that it's special, you pick it, and then you have it for your customers during that period of time, and then you move on to the next one.
Well, and one of the things that I can tell, we do shows, and I know I have friends that own a million different types of businesses, and you can always tell when you watch people that are their third-party people, their contracted people, how they interact with them when they come in. And any time I've seen, and there's been several different vendors that you guys have that have been in here when we've been here, and they love you guys. And they are like, you're slapping fives. Obviously, it's a good partnership with your different vendors, and you're producing results.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so that's a good thing.
Everything in life's about relationships, for sure.
All right, so let me...
And there's some... Listen, there's an my old buddy anyway, Evan Williams is over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you never know. You never know, Evan. That's not now. It's my friend Chad that owns Better Mattress.
Yeah, you can't have him as your friend anymore.
He frequents Evan. Yeah, I'm no longer. Evan wasn't good for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, neither was Jack. Jack wasn't good for me. But he is, and they are for a lot of other people.
Exactly. Yeah,
and that's why you come in here.
For sure.
Let me ask you this. You ever have somebody...
Captain wasn't
good
for me.
You ever have somebody put something up on the shelf and to check out, and you go, "That." Here's my experience. I went on a golf trip with my dad and his friends once, and I only played the afternoon sessions. We had an odd number. And so they send me to the liquor store on Monday morning, and everybody wants to know high end. And then one of my dad's buddies says, "Get me Inverhouse Scotch," which comes in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
And so I pick it up, and I've got... High end, and then this jug, and the guy looks at me and he goes, "Now, don't take this the wrong way, but why are you buying that?"
Yeah.
Do you ever have to have that conversation with people, or is it?
No. I mean, you know, everybody's got their preference.
Johnny Walker wasn't good to me.
And then you guys have the ability as well, if people are planning their holiday parties right now. We talked last week about it,
yeah.
You know, your family get-togethers. But if you're planning your holiday party, office party, or something big at a venue, you can handle all of that no matter how big the party.
Yeah, and, you know, the like the single barrel picks, they make great gifts because they're very specialized. People enjoy getting things that they can't find anywhere else as a gift. So, yeah.
Yeah, but then you need bulk because you
right.
have a law firm that has 100 people coming to your party.
Exactly.
They come here and you got them set.
Jose, yeah. Jose wasn't good to me.
We've learned all that. We've learned from Eric's mistakes. Those are good friends for a lot of people.
Yeah, they're
great friends to a lot of people that can enjoy them responsibly.
They fit in people's lives quite well. It's a good thing you realize they weren't your friends.
Yeah.
They are still my friends because I get paid to come over here.
Exactly, yeah.
And tell everyone that can enjoy them responsibly that they should buy it from here.
Exactly.
Right? So they're still, you know, Jose is still a buddy, I guess.
You're here in Hunter's Crossing, been here for more than 10 years. Hours, and if people want to check you out here at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits.
Yep.
You got 9 to 10 Monday through Thursday, and then you get an extra hour on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we stay open later. We give that extra hour of business.
Get him in. All right.
Yeah.
Eric, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you having us here.
Jameson never did me right.
We've had a lot of fun here with you guys celebrating a Tennessee victory.
Maybe we should book you for Monday after Alabama. I mean, we are pretty lucky, right?
It wasn't for Georgia, but maybe for Alabama. And people still through tomorrow can come in and enter to win the Dripping Springs cooler. That comes with mixers, T-shirts, and more. Come in. You're giving that away tomorrow, so they have all day today to get it signed up.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Eric, thanks so much. We'll come back here to Green Meadow Wine and Spirits coming up on the other side. I'll talk a little more with Tennessee
and Mississippi State.
Also,
I got some things that Jeremy Pruitt and Derek Ansley did in this football game defensively that deserve mentions and credit.
All right, that's coming up next. It's the Eric Haines Show, FM 99.1, the sports animal.
Live from Green Meadow, Wine and Spirits, it's the Eric Haines Show on FM 99.1, the sports animal. It's good vibes on this Monday morning. It's a Monday after a Volunteer football victory. Tennessee defeats Mississippi State in Neyland Stadium, 20-10, and it was a complete three-phase team effort. We had our starting quarterback go down with a concussion and a neck injury. We had our backup quarterback, who was our starting quarterback, come in and handle the game. Jim Chaney, I mean, people were, I guess, were giving him crap. But you remember what I said about the Charlotte game last year, right? Mm-hmm. When that we beat them like 18. I mean, it wasn't a lot. It was a little to a little. But they didn't get the ball past midfield for like three quarters. And Pruitt, when he deems the game a defensive, like, we're going to dominate them on defense, and he knows at some point in that's going to happen, and that's the only other time it happened. It happened against Charlotte last year, and it happened this past Saturday against Mississippi State, where he gets on the headset and says, Jim, run, punt, because we're going to get the ball back. We're going to get a turnover. We're going to get, all you have to do is chew that clock and we're fine. And I know that that's what they did in this game on Saturday. And then Bob Shoup made it easy on us, just lining up with the six-man box so we could continue to run the football. I mean, that's Bob Shoup's worst game defensively for sure that I've ever seen him coordinate. He had a bad day at the office. One of the reasons why I think we had such a dominating performance on defense, though, 10 tackles for loss, 7 sacks, three turnovers, right? Because we had 2, and we got 3 from them. It was the different looks that we were giving and all the twisting and stunting that we were doing up front. We did what other teams have done to us and caused us problems, given us fits, living, playing on our side of the line of scrimmage. We did that to them. And there was one play. It was 3rd and long. And we'll get to that, the stuff we talked about all week and on Saturday beforehand, because we did a phenomenal job of putting them in 3rd and longs. But it was a 3rd and long, and we had 3 safeties deep and 2 rolled up corners. And I was looking at the 3 down linemen, and I was looking at it going, why are we playing? The coverage is called 53 double heads. It's basically cover 2, but then instead of 2 safeties deep, you widen them and you play like cover 3 deep, because you run an extra guy down the middle, and then you still play your rolled up cover 2 corners. It's like it's a prevent defense. It's something you run when it's 3rd and 25. You know, or they have to get 1 chunk play. That's the kind of defense that you run. And I didn't like it because it was like 3rd and 8 in the first quarter. And I'm sitting there going, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we lining up like this? And then on the snap, the 2 safeties on the outside bailed to cover 2. The 2 corners that were kind of showing like they were going to backpedal off broke up, jammed the receivers in cover 2, and the middle field safety, Theo Jackson, came straight down the middle, and he was a robber. So it was a cover 2, 3-man rush, but we had an extra defender in there, and it was Theo Jackson just looking like he's going to play the deep safety, and then he came straight forward. He's robbing, just looking at the quarterback, just reading his eyes, and the quarterback, sure enough, came the little dig route, and Theo was right there, incomplete pass, and I went, that's the best defensive call I've seen from them all year long. They knew they were going to run the little backside dig with the little triangle read. They knew it. They schemed it. They saw it coming, and then they confused Tommy Stevens, and they confused Moorhead, and they called that play, and there we were all over it. I just – that's the kind of stuff, you know, I know, we're still a 2-4 football team.
Things are not fixed.
I get it. Listen, we're a 2-4 football team, but when you ask me, is Pruitt the guy? Is, you know, other than my response, which normally is he has to be, like, it has to work.
Yeah,
I see stuff like that, and man, there's not but 8 to 10 football programs in the country pulling stuff like that off, and we haven't to date. You know what I mean? Like, we have not. But on Saturday, we did. We had a complex game plan defensively, and we had all those guys not only doing it, but understanding it, communicating to each other when they go to when Mississippi State would go to the line of scrimmage and walk out there and say, you know, Earl's the mic, Mike 58, hut, and then they'd look to the sideline and then get the play. We would do our stuff from the sideline, making our checks. You see the guys, you know, like they're raising the roof,
yeah,
and doing different stuff like that. And then all 11 guys knew what to do. It's amazing when all 11 guys know what to do. And then not just that, then when the actual ball was snapped, Brian, we played harder, lower, faster, 11 hats to the football. It was a teach tape often in that game defensively. And Derek Ansley, Jeremy Pruitt, that entire defensive staff, and every one of those players deserve a lot of credit. And Henry T, man, I can't believe that's...
He hit him with the face mask up, but as Jeremy Pruitt said after the game, they're going to call it. You know, he knew he did it, and they're going to call it. It wasn't his intent.
That's where, again, I
would like to go with my plan from last offseason, which is a two-tiered targeting thing where the... Look, if you...
Like flagrant fouls.
If you headhunted a guy, then you deserve to be kicked out of the game. If you want to call that a 15-yard penalty, fine, but because letter of the law, but he shouldn't be kicked out of the game because he didn't mean to do it. He knew he did it right away, but he didn't mean to do it, and that's the thing. But Jeremy Pruitt said in the postgame, let me find the quote, he said, quote, Andy knew it. When he got over the sideline, he said he should have lowered and hit him in his chest.
I can't remember what the game was now, but there was a guy, safety that got ejected this past weekend.
Was it Alabama? Because Alabama had a safety ejected in the second half of their game.
It might have been. The receiver, they were going, and like right as the ball was getting there, the receiver went from, you know, being not like bent over, but like two-thirds kind of crouched down, you know, like in an athletic stance to catch the ball. And then at the last second, because he saw the guy coming, he, like, if you're about to step on a spider, what do people do? You know, they
crunch up.
Yeah, you bring your body in to protect yourself. And when he did it, he lowered his head about 2 feet. And that's where the guy, if he would have stayed where he was, would have hit him right in the belly. And then instead, it happens so fast that you're hitting him in the head. And there's no way he did it on purpose.
But it still ends up happening.
That sucks to me.
I agree.
Because... I don't know. I mean, that would be that's the equivalent of a squirrel getting on a NASCAR racetrack, a kid on a NASCAR racetrack, and a NASCAR driver swerving to not hit the kid that found its little Angie out there running around like a chicken with his head cut off on the track, and then here the race car driver has to swerve to not hit him, and they run into another car. And then NASCAR says, "Oh, you ran into that car, so you don't get to finish the race."
Yeah.
What? There was literally nothing that I could do. I mean, there's nothing.
Give me the two-tiered system.
There's nothing they could do.
Give me the two-tiered system all day, every day. Welcome back, 656-9900. If you want to talk Tennessee,
you just teach everybody to start tackling by diving. Like, you remember how Jonathan Hefney used to tackle? You just dive at knees.
And you'll have a lot more injuries, but they won't be head injuries, so some people will consider that a success.
Literally, NFL receivers have been on record quoting, saying, hit me high.
Yeah. I understand.
An ACL, you know, they'd rather have some CTE later in life and still make millions of dollars. I mean, I like it or not, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right, we'll come back. 656-9900. It's the Eric Haines Show coming to you live from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits here in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
.5 6 9900 if you want to join Brian Rice and myself, Eric Ainge, on We Got Creative, the Eric Ainge Show on FM 99.1, the Sports Animal, broadcasting today from Green Meadow Wine and Spirits. Got to catch up with Eric not too long ago and ran through some of the list of the gentlemen that have not been good to me here.
Yeah,
but they are good to so many.
Enjoy. They all say enjoy responsibly. Everything in here says enjoy responsibly.
I obviously didn't read the fine print for a few years of my life there, Brian.
Tennessee opens as a 35.5-point underdog to Alabama. It's now down to 34.5. Too big, too small, or just about right?
Don't make it that's what she said joke. Probably a little high, I think, but
you know, I look at
if we play defensively,
yeah,
like we did on Saturday, and we're fearless and we're twisting and stunting and moving all over the place, then that's going to be too high.
I say it's a little high because it's a late night game, and I think Nick Saban will call off the dogs in the second half if they're running out there. If Tennessee's playing them close in the first half, then I don't know what it could be in the second half, because he'll want to exercise some of the first half demons. So I think it's probably a little high. I would have said more like 30 or 31, but we have to remember that we played a really good football game this past weekend, and we still left some points out on the field.
Absolutely.
And Alabama doesn't do that, and they don't let their opponents do that. They've won the stat yesterday, and Chris Lowe and Austin Price were talking about it on The Nation last night. I don't remember exactly how many games it's been, but it's something like 80 straight games that they've won as a ranked team against unranked opponents, because they don't lose to unranked teams. And that's what makes them remarkable, because they don't have the game that Georgia had on Saturday. When you go through year by year, that does not happen to them.
Yeah, you're not saying FCS or non-Power 5.
The Citadel,
it's just straight up unranked.
The Citadel last year ran the option and kept it close for a half because Alabama hadn't seen the option in 6 years. But in the second half, they beat him by.
What you're saying is Juwan Jennings.
But in the second half, they beat him by 35. No, because you have to execute the option perfectly, or else it's a disaster. Yeah, I've had over the years, and I'm sure people have asked you this: why don't more teams just up and run the option for a week? Because it's not something. If you dabble in the option, you're gonna fail.
I dabble.
If you go, it's like marriage. You got to go all in. You're all in or you're not.
It's like doing a show with you every day.
Something like that.
You know?
I don't know.
I got to fully commit every day to handling you for 3 hours. Nonsense.
I think we actually reversed that, but that's okay. Okay.
Whatever. A lot of people would like to do a radio show with me, Brian.
That's true.
Chase, my buddy Chase, said I was talking about the Miami game when I was referencing the guy that got targeting, and it was a bunch of crap.
Friday night, yeah.
It was the Miami game. Chase, you are correct, dude. Thank you for listening.
656-9900 if you want to join us. Coming up in hour number 3, Eric will review his keys to the game from Saturday. Joel's going to give us a high school
football
report.
Spoiler alert, we did all of them.
Coming up on the other side.
Hey-o.
So we broadcast live from here at Green Meadow Wine and Spirits, your liquor, beer, and wine experts here in Hunter's Crossing in Alcoa.
Tom just came in and got him a six-pack of craft beers to enjoy tonight.
FM 99.1, the sports animal.